him.
Well, I didn't return well. That was the main issue for me today. And when you don't return well against guys with his game style on the surface, it puts you under a lot of pressure because they return from very far back. They return very high. And, on a court like that, it's tough to play very close to the baseline because it's hard to time the ball. So, that's where that game style is extremely, extremely effective, and that's why he's won a lot of matches on the surface.
How did you feel? You talked last night about being dehydrated, and that it's taken an awful lot out of you, considering you didn't feel particularly well going into the event, Andy. I mean, how did you feel you came up physically this morning?
I felt okay. I was tired when I woke up, but more through the sort of length of the days. Normally, Davis Cup, like after the weekend's finished, like the few days afterwards, you tend to feel quite drained. I think everybody does, just because of the nature of the competition and when you're not on the court, you're out supporting as well. When we're just on the tour, we tend to play our own matches and then go home, and you have to be selfish, whereas here you're part of a team and it's very different. And that's why I would like to get out there and watch James. So,
yeah. Can I just ask you, though? I know you're being particularly diplomatic, I think, about the atmosphere. Did you at any stage hear some gentleman seeming to cry out "loser" at various times when you were preparing to serve? More than once.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much from the first service game. Every time I was bouncing the ball, to serve.
And your reaction to that is?
I mean, I think it's part of Davis Cup. I mean, in tennis, we are not, it doesn't happen the rest of the tour, so you're not particularly used to that. I mean, but you see some of the stuff the footballers and have to put up with from the fans, and you just have to deal with it. But it's just something that we're not used to the rest of the year, because tennis is so polite, I guess.
Have you seen him, Andy, has he played as well as that? You haven't played him that much, but were you overall surprised by his level, the consistency of it?
Yeah, I'd say that was, I mean, normally in matches he has lulls. I would say that's one of the things you can normally bank on with him, is that he'll play a few loose games or lose concentration for a little bit, and he didn't do that today, so that's credit to him. And yeah, maybe I also needed to try and put the pressure on him a little bit more, but I wasn't able to.
And until today, Fognini was able to beat only two top 10 players, Berdych and Gasquet. Probably today it's his best win ever in terms of consistency and importance. Mike just asked you if you were surprised, but do you think he really played very well, or also you didn't play as well as you thought you could have played?
I don't know. I mean, under the circumstances, I thought I did okay. There's certain parts in the match where I would have liked to have played better myself. Specifically specifically that middle part of the second set. I missed the return, I know, on one of the break points where it wasn't like he doesn't serve a lot of aces, it wasn't a huge serve, he'd kick the serve in, I missed it. I would have liked to have done better in that part of the match, and after that, the momentum was with him.